Welcome to the home of 100 to 1 Faith Radio. This is Larry Gent. It's Sunday, May 31st, and this is our 12th coronavirus broadcast. Our church buildings are still closed due to coronavirus concerns, but together, Easter people are still raising our voices. It's Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church, and our scripture is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native tongue?" On Pentecost, 3,000 souls were added to the Jesus movement. So the church began its mission of evangelism on that day. But Pentecost goes back way before the birth of the church. For the Jewish people, it marked two things. It was the time of the winter wheat harvest, a time for bringing in the sheaves and making a thanksgiving offering in the temple. It was also a religious holiday. It was the anniversary of God giving the law on Mount Sinai to Moses. It was a day for everyone to go up to Jerusalem, a day of joy and celebration. It was Thanksgiving, homecoming, and Mardi Gras all rolled into one. People came from all over the world to celebrate, see old friends, worship, and have a good time. At different times in the life of the church, I think we've forgotten how to worship and have a good time. The Puritans were dead set against anything that might accidentally be fun. And they weren't alone. Lots of religious people through the centuries have been scared to death of fun. Well, the truth is, God invented fun. When God created the sun and the stars, that was fun. When God created the moon and the sky, that was fun. When God created you and me, well, that was kind of funny. God probably laughed when he created us. But God laughed for joy. God thinks you're fun to have around. So God invented Pentecost as a fun day, and God invited everybody to bring that time of recreation to the altar. Meanwhile, back at the upper room, people were gathered together, but they weren't having fun. They were practicing social distancing. They were afraid they might be recognized, that they might be persecuted. They were afraid they might die. Sounds a lot like 2020, doesn't it? Well, they were away from the street fest, away from the celebration, away from all the fun, they were doing the only thing they knew to do. They were praying and trying to figure out what to do next. But in that moment, in that quarantine, in that upper room, the miracle had already begun. You see, the miracle arrived before the mighty rushing wind, before the signs of fire, before the unknown tongues. The miracle happened when they were all together in one accord. That's not humanly possible, you know. I can't agree with myself half the time. I can't agree with other people for more than 5 minutes at a time. To be together in one accord, that takes something superhuman. That takes the power of God. That requires a gift of the Holy Spirit. And that gift is called love. As they prayed together, agreeing together, seeking God together, the Holy Spirit broke in the upper room. The wind began to blow and the fire began to burn, and they all began to laugh and sing and pray till the whole world heard them. They were talking about the love of Jesus Christ so that everyone understood. You see, love needs no interpreter. Love is every person's heart language, because God is love. Back here in the year 2020, we're all getting tired of being shut in our rooms. We're all getting tired of the superhuman effort it takes to be getting along in one accord when you're locked up with the same people day after day. It's time to get out and have some fun. Well, God's not against that. God wants our lives to be fun again. But all the fun this world has to offer is nothing compared to the joy God has in mind for us right now. God wants to use this quarantine to create a desire in our hearts. A desire to come together like never before. A desire to be in unity with each other. A desire to pray in one accord. And a desire to see what God has planned for our new beginning. You see, the goal of this quarantine really is not to control viral infection. The purpose is to rekindle a love that's infectious. When we come together to pray in one accord, that miracle has already begun. And when we have so much fun getting back together, that love will spill over into the streets. The whole world will take notice. We won't have to explain it. We won't need to interpret it. Everyone will understand that love and joy in the language of their own hearts. They'll look at us and say, "Look how much fun those people are having. Whatever they've got, that's what I want." You see, God's going to use this quarantine of ours to reach thousands of people for Christ. And all it takes is love. So hang on. This is gonna be fun.